Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m. 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday afternoon, it's time once again to visit with Charlie Hurt, who writes the Washington Times Nuclear Option column. And today's is called Obargo, a tale of hostage-taking not involving Iran. I laughed out loud when I saw it. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
You haven't seen that movie, have you? You stupidly went to see Argo, which was your fault.
Yeah, yeah.
This other one is way better. It's way more dramatic. I mean, we got illegal aliens are being let out of prison.
Yeah.
Airplanes are going to wreck into each other with all the FAA people that aren't going to be able to come home.
Yeah.
Come to work because of the sequesters. Mm-hmm. What else is it? I'm sure Iran is going to just sort of annihilate. We're just going to fold up our tents. Our battleship groups, they're all being recalled. We can't even fuel them up.
You know, isn't it funny how Ronald Reagan could fire 13,000 air traffic controllers and overnight, and we never had a problem?
That's a great point. Bring back Ronnie. Whatever happened to that? And, you know, that's a great point. How did that happen? I don't think we lost a single plane.
No, not one. Not one. Not one. But Friday, boy, you know, if all goes to you-know-where on Friday, I imagine immediately they'll start falling out of the skies. Well, it might take a month or so, you know.
But it's so amazing. I mean, literally, they always say that, you know, that Washington is like, you know, petty high school games or the playground. And it really is. You've got this guy, President Obama, who's sitting here, who wants his way, who refuses to find responsible cuts to the government. And Lord knows there are a lot of, you could do away with entire departments, entire agencies, and that would be responsible. But this guy, if he doesn't get his way, he just grabs up all of his marbles and has a temper tantrum and walks away and doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah. Rand Paul, who was on this program just recently, said, you know, we're spending $5 million on studying goldfish. Now, seriously, and that's as good as the one, and I always get a kick out of this, and I've mentioned this so many times that Ann laughs when I talk about it, but the fact that we actually spent, I forget how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop a treadmill for shrimp.
The shrimp treadmill.
Remember that?
How great was that? Think of all of the important uses for that.
God, I mean,
I want my shrimp to be. I want them to be toned. I want them to be in shape.
Yeah.
I want them to have good muscle mass.
I want mine in cocktail sauce.
Well, they can. You can do that. I want mine in. I would like them to be in black tie or cocktail dressing, and then in cocktail sauce.
There you go. There you go.
But I like them. But I like them to be fit. You know?
All right. So the world evidently will not end on Friday because
you said you're saying that.
But our Savior said today that he's going to have a meeting on Friday. You know, he called a meeting on Friday, Barack Obama, that is, called a meeting with Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi. So the Fantastic Five will get together at the White House on Friday. Why on Friday? Why couldn't they be doing that today or tomorrow? Why didn't they do it last
week?
Because
it's called leadership. You wait until you wait till it's too late. And because if you did it earlier, you wouldn't be able to make political hay out of it. And I'm convinced that the reason that actually all this will go through is because on the Republican side, you have enough conservatives who actually are just so desperate to see any kind of cut, any sort of dent in the federal government that they're happy to see that happen. And I really do believe that President Obama believes that, you know, and I think he honestly believes that real damage is going to be done, that the homeless will starve in Minneapolis if these...
No, honestly, do you actually think that he believes that?
Well, I think that he does believe that any sort of curtailment of the federal government will lead to catastrophe for people whose only livelihood is depending on the federal government, and I do believe that I do think that he believes that because I think that that's his worldview. His worldview is that the government is the answer to virtually every single problem.
Hey, you know, one of the things that Ann and I talked about, though, the other day, one of the things on his list didn't make a whole lot of sense. Maybe you understand it, but we didn't. He said tens of thousands of parents won't be able to get daycare.
Yeah, I don't get that either. But it goes to the larger his larger worldview, which is that the government, the federal government, is such an integral, crucial part of every aspect of our lives that we cannot function without it. But this is the part that I find so diabolical about it, is that he is willing to actually wreck this train that he says is vital to everyone's daily livelihood. He's willing to wreck it in order to win political points. And that's what he's doing this week, and that's why he has not come to the bargaining table and found some way to avert this disastrous sequestration. It's because he does believe that these people are going to starve, but he doesn't care. He'd rather win political points than actually avoid this calamity he says is going to happen.
Hmm. I have to tell you.
That's a depth of sickness that I feel like, you know, even for politicians, is sort of it's rare.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I've never seen a president act like this. I've never seen a president stand before the American people and just lie his rear end off.
Yeah, but he's good at it. And,
yeah.
and as we saw with the election, and as we saw right now, and if I were to, I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but if I were to pick a side that I thought was winning this argument as of right this second, you know, Wednesday afternoon, I would say the president is probably winning it.
Yeah.
And that's really depressing, and it also goes to show what a terrible job we in the media are doing at sort of highlighting what a farce this whole thing is.
Yeah. Although I will say this, to his credit, Bob Woodward has been out a couple times this week, and I just played a piece that was on MSNBC this morning where he claimed that there's madness in this presidency when he won't step forward and say, I'm sending this carrier out anyway. He didn't deploy one aircraft carrier. I believe it was the Truman. He didn't deploy that because he feared the sequester would kick in on Friday.
Yeah. Anytime you have Bob Woodward coming after, saying things like that, coming out after a Democratic president, you know that the president has kind of gone way, way over the line.
Yeah. All right. What'd you think of Michelle Obama's appearance at the Academy Awards presentation?
Yeah, I'm so glad that we've got time for that. But I do think it's kind of interesting. She's being attacked from the left now.
Yeah.
Over all that. This is too, you know, that it's not serious and it's all sort of glam and it's not. She's not being a very good role model for women, or for girls rather. Little girls by doing that sort of thing, is that a signal that maybe the left is starting to sort of wake up to some of this stuff?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But for her to step out there and congratulate Hollywood on doing so many fine things, especially for the children of America, are you kidding?
and to use the trappings of the White House and be surrounded by those fine Marines that work in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I found it so despicable, especially when you consider, as you just pointed out, the annihilation that those people have brought upon, you know, our culture and basically the world to such a huge degree, the world sees America through the lens of the distorted lens that Hollywood puts out there.
Yeah. Can you imagine Laura Bush stepping out and doing that the other night?
Oh, my goodness. It would never happen.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't happen. And if it did by some freak chance, she would have been booed out of there.
Oh, yeah, she'd have been destroyed. But then I read somewhere that there was actually there was audible groans in the backstage at the Oscars when she appeared because it was a big surprise and had to keep it secret and everything. And people were like, oh no. So, you know, maybe they're about to jump the shark, as they say.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, Charlie, as always, great to talk to you. We'll do it again next week.
Always a pleasure, Andy. Thanks.
All right, take care. Charlie Hurt, he writes the column, the nuclear option column for the Washington Times. Check it out. It's every Wednesday in the Washington Times, once in a while on Tuesday, but for the most part on Wednesday. Some days Charlie gets his days mixed up, you know, convinced of that. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.